It's not something you'd immediately associate with video games. Staying healthy.
There's really a lot of interest in these games right now. That there's a Games for Health conference in America and in Europe, and there's more and more funding from various agencies, government agencies and private agencies, to build games like this.
Elena Bertazzi is a video game designer at Quinnipiac University, and she's worked on lots of health-centric games, Flu Busters, which was a game for kids afraid of flu shots, and more recently, a game designed for rural midwives. Now, with help from a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation grant, she's turning her attention to gay men in Mexico City.
Our target audience for this particular grant is young urban males who are negotiating anonymous sex acts with a telephone. And so this population does not listen to a lot of radio announcements. They don't watch a lot of television, but they do play a lot of video games.
The grant will see whether a game can communicate a healthcare message. Bertazzi says it works like this. Players anonymously create a profile and then select an avatar, which indicates whether or not they're HIV positive.
The goal in the game is to have sex with as many people in the game as you can, while at the same time negotiating condom use and asking about their HIV status. So at the moment when these young urban males are having this anonymous sex, they're not doing those things. They don't know their own HIV status, they're not asking other men their status, and they're not using condoms.
In other words, to do well in the game, players can't be afraid to talk about HIV or to practice safe sex.
The problem with many, so pro-social or what are called educational games is that they're very preachy. It's obvious to you what you should be doing in the game, and so it's boring, right? So our goal is to communicate certain kinds of critical information and to make the experience of playing the game really compelling.
Bertazzi says she'll partner with the National Institute of Health in Mexico City to get the game into the hands of men with HIV. And she hopes to have a playable game ready by next year. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.